It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Now, we all recall the movie which saw Robert De Niro and Al Pacino coming together, and that was Heat. You've more updated news on Heat for us.
Yeah, great movie, Heat, from 1995. Crime drama classic, really. Well, there's been rumours about a sequel to it for a while now, and Michael Mann has kind of been shopping it about. Apparently, the budget was getting very high for it, and so Warner Brothers, who were behind the first film, said, you know what, it's a bit too high for us. So he's been shopping it about. It appears to have a buyer. United Artists division of Amazon MGM Studios is reportedly in talks to pick it up. There is rumour circulating around the cast, and when you see the cast you can begin to kind of imagine the roles they might be playing. So first of all, let's just say that it's based on a 2022 novel which serves as a prequel-sequel hybrid that follows the early days of Neil McCauley, played by Robert De Niro in the original, Vincent Hanna, as you said, played by Al Pacino in the original as well. And there will also be a sort of post-Heat kind of version of Chris that was the Val Kilmer role in the original as well that's going to maybe feature. So the talks around the cast are Leonardo DiCaprio, Austin Butler, Adam Driver, and Bradley Cooper's name has been mentioned as well.
That all sounds good.
Yeah, that probably explains why the budget might be quite high. But yeah, they're circling that talent. I suppose if any of them sign up for it, it's going to make it very interesting. But certainly you could see Leo in the Robert De Niro role straight away. And after that, you can work out the rest of the roles yourself if you're familiar with the original Heat.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on that one for sure. Now, we've been waiting for this Michael Jackson biopic. Michael, what is the latest on that?
So the latest on that is it got pushed back because we thought it was going to arrive this year, but they needed to do some serious reshoots on it. Apparently, the film's ending was one of the things that needed to be addressed. The third act reportedly touched on the abuse allegations from the 90s. However, the Jackson estate had a sort of problem with it and they didn't want it included in the film. So they went back and reshot some of it. So the first cut also seemed to be a problem as well because it clocked in at 4 hours, and they decided, well, we split this into two movies, but because of the reshoots and the huge financial gamble of the film, a second movie is not really guaranteed to hit at the box office, so they've decided to cut it down. So Michael Jackson's real life nephew Jafar Jackson is playing him in the film. Coleman Domingo also stars in the movie as well. So it's got a good cast. John Logan has written the script for it. We're expected to get the first trailer for it around the time Wicked for Good hits cinemas in November. The film itself, Michael, is due to open on cinema screens April 24th, 2026.
Okay, interesting. Because of course Wicked has been in two parts, but they're going to edit down Michael but show the trailer during Wicked for Good. Okay, we're all following that.
Yeah,
okay.
you got that right.
We got that. All right. Now, you've news about Minecraft for us.
Yeah, well, Warner Brothers are going to build out the franchise, and it's not a surprise because it was such a box office hit. They've announced an untitled sequel as of yet to arrive in cinemas July 23rd, 2027. Bit of time to wait for it, but the video game adaptation was a massive hit, grossed nearly $1 billion globally, the second highest grossing movie of the year, and it did set off a kind of a hot streak for Warners, who's had a great year. I mean, they had hits like Sinners, Final Destination, Bloodlines, and Weapons as well. So Jared Hess returns to direct and will write the script as well. The original script had original film had Jack Black and Jason Momoa starring in it. I suppose they will reprise their roles in the film as well. We'll get an idea because, you know, what happened was it became a viral phenomenon as well, with teens getting sort of riotous in cinemas for its chicken jockey moment as well. So they just flocked to it and went to it many, many times, and I suppose they're banking on that again. And, you know, it was a very bright, colourful, bouncy movie, I have to say. It was really kind of fun for that kind of age profile. So we can see why they're going at it again.
All right, some more casting news for us.
Yeah, this is Charlie XCX, who was announced 9 months ago in an A24 project, and it's called The Moment. And she shared a teaser this week for the film, which revealed a star-studded cast that is involved as well. Rosanna Arquette, Kylie Jenner, Alexander Skarsgård, among some of the names that feature in this film. It's due to be in cinemas in 2026. It didn't contain any footage for the film, it just had the cast list. But the synopsis for the film says it's about a rising pop sensation who navigates the complexities of fame and industry pressures while preparing for her arena tour, revealing the transformation of underground culture into mainstream success. So that one is called The Moment.
Okay, now you've already mentioned Bradley Cooper in terms of Heat. He's getting a second movie news mention.
Yeah, a bit of heat around him because he's in talks to star opposite Margot Robbie in the Ocean's 11 prequel.
Okay.
If you remember, Ryan Gosling had been mentioned for this role, but now it looks like it's potentially going to be Bradley Cooper. Lee Isaac Chung is directing the film that has been produced by Margot Robbie's production company, Lucky Chap. So details on the script by Carrie Solomon have been kept under wraps. But when the project was first announced in 2022, it was known to be a Ocean's 11 tale that was set in Europe in the 1960s. This series has been so successful. I mean, when you think about it, it's earned over $1.4 billion at the box office. They've got this sort of universe of films that are spinning out because George Clooney and Brad Pitt are going to return for Ocean's 14 as well.
They just can't leave it alone.
They can't leave it alone. But I suppose, look, money talks.
Well,
and
this
if
is
people
it.
Like them, they'll be going to see them.
Now, a lot of people will be going to see Wicked for Good, that is for sure, with Cynthia Erivo. But she's busy with an animated musical too.
Yeah, she has set to star in this animated musical called Bad Fairies, and it's the film is an original musical comedy that follows a delightfully subversive gang of fairies as they shake up the magical world. The film is directed by Megan Nicol Dung from an original screenplay by Deborah Frances White. So Erivo is going to voice Jane, a trailblazing fairy whose defiant streak sparks a rebellion, and it's her first lead role in a major animated film. You've got Tony Award-winning duo Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss will write the original songs, and multi-Grammy-nominated Isabel Machine Summers from Florence and the Machine is composing the score and contributing to the songs as well. The release date for it, that's Bad Fairies, is May 21st, 2027.
Okay, a little bit of time to wait on that one. What trailer have you picked for us, Garrett?
I really like the look of this, particularly the cinematography. I thought it was quite striking, but it's based on Dennis Johnson's beloved novella, Train Dreams, is the moving portrait of Robert Granger, a lodger and railroad worker who leads a life of unexpected depth and beauty in the rapidly changing America of the early 20th century. Take a listen.
I didn't think you'd be on this, sir.
I just couldn't stop walking until I got here.
What are you thinking about?
I was thinking that we ought to get married.
This is rough work, gentlemen. Not just on the body. We just cut down trees that have been here for 500 years. Says a man's soul, whether he recognizes it or not.
In the forest, every least thing's important. It's all threaded together. So you can't tell where one thing ends and another begins.
Do you think bad things that we do follow us through life?
I don't know. I've seen bad men raised up and good men brought to the knees. Beautiful, ain't it?
What is?
That is Train Dreams. Pretty serious cast, Garrett.
Yeah, Joel Edgerton, Felicity Jones, William H. Macy and Kerry Condon starring in the movie. Yeah, absolutely. Clint Bentley directs here. He would have been the writer of Sing Sing. But do check out the trailer for it because it does look quite special, actually, especially with the cinematography, the features. It's going to be in cinemas November 7th, but it's going to be on Netflix worldwide on November 21st.
Very good. That is Train Dreams. Let's look at new releases on the big screen this weekend. And one of the biggies that's getting great reviews is I Swear.
Johnny D.
It's called Tourette's Syndrome. Say things that I shouldn't.
What can you do?
Do you want to come in for something to eat, John?
Sorry.
If you do anything here that you can't help, you never apologise.
Are you okay with the ticks and the swearing?
What ticks and the swearing?
We need to get you out, man.
I can see he's off the medication.
I'm so sorry, pal.
I'm so tired.
Hey, I don't think Tourette's is the problem. People not knowing about Tourette's is the problem. Hey! Educate them.
Yes, Gareth, that is I Swear.
Yeah, and you said review's good for this one, and it follows the true story of Tourette's syndrome campaigner John Davidson's journey with Tourette's through his troubled teens and early adulthood. Robert Arameo, Maxine Peake, Shirley Henderson, Peter Mullen, really good cast there, starring, written and directed by BAFTA-nominated filmmaker Kirk Jones. That's called I Swear.
Okay, what else have you for us?
We've got Tron Ares. If you're a fan of the Tron series, this is a highly sophisticated program. Ares is sent from the digital world into the real world on a dangerous mission, marking humankind's first encounter with AI beings. Starred Leto, Greta Lee, Evan Peters, Jodie Turner-Smith, Gillian Anderson, Jeff Bridges, all starring in Tron Ares. You've got a documentary as well, A Want in Her. Myrid searches for her missing mother in Ireland, facing family disputes over property, life-threatening secrets. Her journey explores love's influence and struggle for freedom. It's a very personal story directed by Myrid Carton. And Good Boy. This is about a dog who moves into a rural family home with his owner, Todd, only to discover supernatural forces lurking in the shadows. As dark entities threaten his human companion, the brave pup must fight to protect the one he loves the most. If you don't know anything about this movie, what I would suggest is just go and look at the trailer and you go, what? There's a dog in the house and there's this knocking at the window and it's so scary right from the off.
Poor dog. It's a good title, isn't it? Good boy, indeed. Keeping everything safe.
Yeah, and then if you have something completely different if you want one for the kids. Night of the Zoopocalypse. So this is when a meteor crashes in a zoo and unleashes a mysterious virus. The zoo animals start turning one after another into zombies. The only hope of rescue lies in the mountain lion and wolf if they manage to work together. Kids do like to be scared a little bit, particularly in animation as
Very
well.
Very good. So. Your Halloween is just around the corner.
Exactly.
What TV movie have you chosen for us?
Yeah, I was a big fan of this movie back in 1994 when it came out. It's about graduates that struggle to cope with their career responsibilities and complicated relationships, including a would-be filmmaker who thinks winning the heart of a cable TV executive will bring her instant success. However, her cynical, directionless friend, played by Ethan Hawke, is not so sure, partly because he loves her himself. Mm. It was directed by Ben Stiller, who also featured in the movie, Winona Ryder, Ethan Hawke, leading the cast of Reality Bites. Good soundtrack too.
Yes.
It's on TG Cahir tonight. And it's on at 9:45.
Do you know, I haven't seen that for years. I'm definitely going to tune in. Reality Bites, 9:45, TG Cahir tonight. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.